This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Handoff goes to Cook, coming around the right side, looking for the pylon, and he's in! James Cook with a three-yard touchdown run! The Cook is in the kitchen! And once again, the Bills cash in on a takeaway.
Chris Brown on the call. James Cook had two rushing touchdowns in this game. Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Trained for what's next. It's the spot the Bills were able to run the ball really well, was inside the 10-yard line, and Cook with that pair of touchdowns. Skyworks stats of the game brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. Can look at a couple different things. Third down efficiency can get you that, but the number one thing I want to get you is the fourth down play call, because it's funny. Like, I had somebody send me a message after the game, say, you guys got to make sure, you know, bring the same energy for McDermott making the right call that you do when he makes the wrong call. And I wanted to say, we are often saying that McDermott is one of the more, finger quotes here, aggressive coaches in the league. Mm-hmm. There was a 3 to 4 year stretch where the Bills were the very best at not giving away 1 point of win probability. The best. Consistently very good at this. Mm-hmm. And the fourth and two call was a plus 4.5 to go for it. McDermott does not miss on those. You know, if you want to say, I got to give him credit for that, he normally punts that or kicks the field goal. No, he doesn't. 4.5, they go for it. And earlier in the year, it's interesting that it was fourth and two. Earlier in the year, the opener, they had a spot. It was fourth and three. And he said, in the opener against Arizona, where he kicked the field goal of death, he said, maybe fourth and two, this was fourth and three. In this game, it's fourth and two. Right. So if it had been fourth and three, I don't know what he would have done. His answer that Andy and Pat have won too many games like that, I like that answer too.
Josh said the same thing. Like, yep. He said, you know, you give them the ball down five. I think he said six, but they would have been down five, right? Yeah. You give them the ball down six, I think they like their chances in that situation.
Yep.
Like, I think as a team, they know not to give the ball back to the Chiefs with a touchdown to win it.
So good job.
Unless it's fourth and nine in a playoff game, then they'll kick the field goal.
So he'll get a lot of credit for that, I guess, as he should. But I'll be here to say I'm not surprised he went for that. I thought if you don't, you're going to get destroyed. Even if the Chiefs didn't score to win, trusting your defense in that moment, instead, you're going to get destroyed. And he didn't, because he normally goes for it in those spots.
I wonder how much of that, too, helped that his defense just got walked down the field. The last Chiefs drive before that, that was their easiest drive of the game, right? Yep. And it was, let's not give them the ball back and allow them the opportunity to do that again. Give it to your MVP-level quarterback and let him go be an MVP, right?
Yep.
And the play didn't even work. The play didn't work. Watch the playback on film. Is the read to Ty Johnson out of the flat to get it? Is the read to Cooper, who was like running a three-yard route for the first down? Nobody's really that open. But that's also why you call a pass there.
Yeah.
Ten times out of ten. Because when the whole pass play doesn't work, your quarterback is, again, a raging buffalo that can just run down the field and get it anyway.
803-0550. More stats here. 8 catches for Khalil Shakir, 5 for Curtis Samuel, 2 for Amari Cooper.
Yep.
The Bills get a touchdown to their 11th player of the season, which is it leads the NFL. We're back to, you know, everybody eats ideas. No Dalton Kincaid. Dawson Knox steps up 4 for 40. Mac Hollins, 2 for 27. James Cook had 5 catches in this game for 7 yards.
Yikes.
And the one thing the Bills did in this game is they out-chiefed the Chiefs on one thing. Chiefs came into the game the number one team in the NFL on third down, went 5 for 10. Still, 50%. The Bills were 9 of 15 on third down. They stayed on the field. Multiple times when they had a third down, they would get it. And in that case, with the touchdown run, they went for that. That's the third down they don't get, and they get the touchdown from Allen. 803-0550, Mike in Orchard Park, quickly before the break. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'll try to be quick. One thing I want to point out that you know, the narrative about the Buffalo Bills coming into the season that, you know, we are fell off the wagon, we can't make it, Josh Allen can't do nothing without Stephon Diggs. This stat that I'm looking at, right, the point differential, right, in the entire league, Detroit is at number one. Buffalo is at number two in the entire National Football League at 106, right? That's not by mistake. That means we are a very well-balanced team. And number two, we lead the AFC Conference in points for. Baltimore at number one, Bills at number two. That's not by mistake. So all the Kansas City fans listening on the radio, here, we're not going anywhere. This is not our Super Bowl. We're not done. And as far as like where we stand in this game, I felt McDermott did a good job of feeling the moment, right? You know, like I called, I think, Friday, and you asked me, what's more important, offense or defense? Offense all day long, because at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes does not go nowhere. And for Sean McDermott to feel the moment, Joe Brady to call a good plays, Josh Allen to make a hell of a play at that you know, on that last run for a touchdown, just shows me, feel the moment, we're not done, we still got lots of work to do, but you know, I feel very confident in after the bye going to make this playoff run.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, the team in transition, the GM did say that. Those are also his words. And I guess there were two competing conversations. One was, as long as you have Josh Allen, you'll be fine. And that, I think, has proven to be true. Like, is this the best version of the Bills? We asked that question last week. They're 8-2 for the first time since, you know, like the 90s. They're 9-2 for the first time since 1992. Is this the best Bills team with Josh Allen? It might be. He might be playing the best he's ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Very good in this game. The interception, is that on Dawson Knox, who maybe stopped that route? Maybe.
I think he got contacted by the chief player, and then he just completely stopped. Yeah. So.
And it's a fourth down pick. That's the other thing. All you end up really giving up there is yards. Because you're giving the ball away to them either way. 803-0550. Thanks, Mike, for the phone call. Chiefs fans.
One.
Ooh. This is their Super Bowl. Get real. Come on. Who could make that point? I love the salty Chiefs who celebrated like they won the Super Bowl on a blocked kick, now acting like, oh, it's okay. We actually did not care about that game. We didn't care. Sure you didn't. 803-0550. They do have to beat them in January, though. If they play them.
Right.
If they play them. Jeremy and Joe, it's a Victory Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. What's next? Get started at northwest.com.
Pressure coming. Fires down that left sideline. Looking for Cooper. One-handed grab. And with the cast arm to boot, it's a first down for Buffalo. As they're into Kansas City territory, they're going to mark him down at the 31.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.